Measures Radio is on the air.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Your path has led you to the Tinker's Shop here on Just Measures Radio. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity, but you can't take the sky from me.
Caesar, Caesar, beware, beware the Ides of March. Good evening, my friends. Once again, welcome to the Tinker Shop. Yes, here we are, another Saturday night on JMR. And, as I said, I welcome you, all those who are listening on the podcast and those who are listening to the archives. Today is the 15th of March, 2014. Tonight I was going to be, you know, just kind of getting on a rant, but I probably won't, because we actually have kind of a couple holidays here. You know, obviously today is the Ides of March. Also, sometimes I refer to it as the Tyrant's Day. You know, that's the day when Caesar got his. Also, we have a very popular Irish holiday coming up on Monday, St. Patrick's Day, the day when everybody is Irish. Okay, with that little mini rant out of the way, or I should say with that introduction out of the way, I'll probably do a little mini rant here. Got mentioning last night when we were in the chat room talking about, oh, our friendly liberals out here in the States. You know, some of you I know may be listening from overseas. So if you're of the liberal persuasion overseas, which is actually more towards libertarian, whereas here in the States, the liberals are more towards the communist side of things. Anyway, like I had been saying, we have to think about how and the way we say things, because in a large part these days, many of the liberals have grabbed the English language and have been busy, shall we say, mutating the meanings of words. I mean, I can go through a list of them here. You know, gay used to mean happy. Now it just means a perv. Same thing for, well, I'll just leave those other words alone, because they do definitely have, shall we say, high negative connotation indexes. But what we need to do is when we get talking with some of these people out here in the world, we need to be demanding that they speak proper English. We need to call them on it. When they start substituting or changing the meanings of words, we need to pull their chain up short and tell them, no, that's not what that word means. If we necessary, we just need to go ahead and rub their noses right in it. Like I'd commented to one of the people last night in the chat room, one of the things I just love to do is get my hands on a liberal and talk at them and correct their mealy-mouthed selves. And, you know, I'd love to watch our liberals' head explode. When they start some of their junk that they pull, well, call them on it. And you can always use their favorite words right back at them. If they start coming up with some of these things where they are wanting to pick on the majority population in this country right now, go ahead and just call them racist. Right to their faces. It's one of those words that just kind of makes their cojones shrivel right up inside of them. Yes. It's fun to watch a liberal's head explode. Because half the time when you start coming back at them and being firm about it, use their weapons against them. And eventually, they'll turn tail and run. Okay, so now, got my little mini rant out of the way here. And I'm just going to probably be playing a lot of music here. I had originally planned on going ahead and getting a little bit more into the nitty-gritty details of brewing tonight, but I thought, no, tonight seems to be a night for just some music. You know, we're coming up, like I said, on, St. Paddy's Day, and also in another month, we're coming up on Tax Day. So while we do this here, I'm going to just drop a couple of tunes in here that just deal with the tax man.
Me, I'm just a simple man, made for simple things. I work an honest job, try to make ends meet. Earn a modest living, I labor days on end. Do the best, just to do the best I can. The bell tolls every Sunday, the faithful go to pray. The sermon's ever-changing, but the story's all the same. The church is made of money still, it needs more every day. So you should always leave them something on the plate. Everywhere there's people grinding axes, and just so many things you know are true. There's few things sure in life as death and taxes. With every step the tax man waits for you. Times are getting harder, you try your very best. The tax man comes calling, he wants his pound of flesh. The devil takes the hindmost while the tax man takes the rest. You can put a good man's patience to the test. The hangman, he's a working stiff, draws a workman's pay. Puts an end to suffering and he sends you on your way. He's always ever grateful and he likes to lend a hand. He always makes a killing in the end. There's powder in the keg and striking matches. Just so many things you know are true. Nothing sure in life but death and taxes. With every step the tax man waits for you. The smiling undertaker, he's dapper and refined. He measures me both up and down and says I'll be just fine. He flatters me to tell me how spruced up I'll look in pine. Says he always gets a chuckle with that line. Clergy takes confession. Hears every word I say, offers absolution, and he sends me on my way to shuffle off this mortal coil and meet my stony end, delivered from the tax man, amen. Time has come to batten down the hatches, just so many things you know are true. Nothing sure in life but death and taxes.
Oh, and every step the tax man waits for you.
And at every step the tax man waits for you.
And at every turn the tax man waits for you.
Okay, that was Tiller's Folly, Death and Taxes. So, yes, a lot of pertinent things coming up for the next month or so and probably on through the year. So here's another little one. You know, some people might take offense. I don't know. I doubt it, knowing most of our listeners here. And this will be probably my last real, vitrolic tunes tonight. The rest of them is just going to be a lot more mellow, a lot more stuff that's Irish folk, that's more slanted towards upcoming St. Paddy's Day. So this one here is from Paul Shanklin. You know, you probably have heard of him. This is unashamedly... borrowed from Russia's library.
Every breath you take, every cent you make, no middle class tax break, and you can't escape, I'll be taxing you.
St. Patrick's Day, the day where everyone is Irish. So there'll be the parades in some places. And unfortunately, we're going to have a lot of the rainbow warriors or whatever the heck you want to call those things trying to barge their way in. Hopefully, a couple of the parades will have some people who say, uh-uh, we're not going to march in here if those types are here. More power to them. Anyway, so Monday, we're all going to be eating our corned beef and cabbage and carrots and potatoes all cooked up. Irish dinner. We do this every year. I had a great uncle by the name of Louis Kane. He was a pretty neat old gentleman, and he was as Irish as the day was long. I'll just put it that way. Very good man. And unfortunately, we lost him. Oh, must be about, it's got to be 25 years ago already. Doesn't seem that long, but it happened. Yes. Okay, so I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to drop one more in here to commemorate the day a little bit in music of the day that St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. And this isn't quite that, but maybe we need to drive the snakes out of Washington, D.C. Here we go, and then after that, we're just going to be doing some good Irish music here. Enjoy.
Oh, I'm a good old American, now that's just what I am. And for the liberal nation, I do not give a damn. Don't want to rise against her, but I'll gather up my guns. My freedom won't be taken, I'll fight 'em till I've won. I hate a liberal nation and everything they do. I hate the social programs and stimulus bill too. I hate the federal government stripping away our rights. I hate all socialism. Time for states to fight. I was born here in this nation, lived here all my life. I love my founding fathers and share their view of rights. Working men and women, rather die poor and free. 'Cause we know what freedom stands for, no Denny State for me. No universal health care or fairness doctrine touts. We like free market systems, to hell with these bailouts. For all the politicians who think revolt won't brew, if you take away my freedom, my votes won't be for you. No longer will I whisper, this land should be free. I'll voice my opinions, my kids will sure thank me. I don't want no pardons for what I say and am. Obama won't remake me, and I do not give a damn. Oh, I'm a good old American, now that's just what I am. And for a liberal nation, I do not give a damn. Don't want to rise against her, but I'll gather up my guns. My freedom won't be taken, I'll fight 'em till I've won. And I don't want any pardon for what I say and am.
Like I said, those are just the only three of the really political type songs I'm going to do tonight. The rest of it's just going to be a lot more stuff that's just a lot more mellow or a lot more fun to listen to. So, yeah, we're going to do it that way. You know, it's, yeah, like I said, you know, it's one of those days where it's time, I guess you could say. Anyway, speaking of time here, we're approaching a time here where I should probably put a couple station breaks in here. So once we get through with that, we'll come back and I'll go ahead and put in Starr County Down after that.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, western firestorms, earthquakes, financial collapse, government upheaval. What happens when Walgreens closes? Whom do you turn to? You turn to Kat Ellis and myself, Chuck Hudson, on the MediChat and learn how combat medicine and alternative herbal remedies can help keep you going no matter what. The MediChat, live 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Just Measures Radio Network.
Years ago, I uttered the phrase too late as a warning that silver and gold prices would soon skyrocket, and thus they have this year. With our current financial predicament, you might want to consider someone who supplies silver American Eagles and other precious metals, a family dealer up in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Just Measures Coin Shop. Call Bobby at 812-305-7091 or click on the link at my homepage at johngaultfla.com.
Okay, now we can get down to brass tacks here. Get our evening going and have a little bit lighter a weekend. Okay, like I said before, this is a tune by Emerald Rose, or their version of the Star of the County Down.
Bandridge Town in the county down one morning last July. From a Bowling Green come a sweet Colleen, smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, I shook myself, see I was really there. From Bantry Bay in the Dairy Cave, Galway to Dublin Town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. On which bed, sure, I scratched my head and I looked with the feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby who's a maid with nut brown hair. He smiled at me and he says he, that's a gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, star of the county down. From Bantry Bay in the Dairy Cave, Galway in a Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. She'll be surely there, I dressed in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right for a smile, a nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I yoke, and my plow just colored brown, till smiling bright by my own fireside, star of the county down. From Bantry Bay in the Dairy King, Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay in the Dairy King, Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
When the Irish immigrants first came here to the United States, they had kind of a, shall we say, kind of a rough time, but they definitely assimilated into the American culture, and the American culture also assimilated a lot of the Irish ways. This one here is sometimes been called an immigrant's song, and another name for this particular one is Come My Little Son, and this is Kevin McCormick's rendition.
Oh, come me little son, and I will tell you what we'll do. Undress yourself and get into bed, and the tale I'll tell to you. For it's all about your daddy, he's a man you seldom see. For he's had to roam away from home, away from you and me. Remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's working far away. In the cold and heat, all the hours of the week, on England's motorway. So when you fall and hurt yourself, or get a feeling bad, it isn't any good to go running for your dad. For the only time since you were born that he's had to spend with you, he was out at a job and he hadn't a bob. He was signing on the brew. Remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's working far away. In the cold and heat, all the hours of the week, on England's motorway. Are you sure we'd like your daddy here? You sure that would be fine to have him working nearer home and to see him all the time? But beggars can't be choosers, lad, and we have to bear our load. For we need the money your daddy earns a working on the road. Remember that he's still your dad, and he'll soon be home to stay for a week or two with me and you. When he's built a motorway,
Yes, the Irish have a tradition of singing the songs of remembering the homeland, I guess. Ireland. So let's see here. What do we have here? Well, it looks like we're down here pretty close to the bottom of the hour here, so I should probably just go ahead and again say thank you all for listening here to the Tinker Shop with me, the Tinker, here on Just Measures Radio. And we will continue on here in just a few moments. No commercials right now. We'll save that for a little bit later. Okay, so next up, like I said, the Irish, you know, good-sized chunk of the population emigrated here to the United States in the late 1800s. You did have the potato famine there in Ireland. And, you know, people there basically, for a long time, they just basically lived on potatoes and milk because the British government was busy, well, taxing their butts to death. So what can you say? That's right. I said I was going to stop all the political stuff tonight, so I suppose I better just mind my P's and Q's. So here we got another one here that's also known as The Immigrant Story. This one is done by Jack Carey. Again, this is another one that's kind of, shall we say, pleasant in sound.
Farewell, my lovely Ireland. Farewell, my love so fair. She is sweeter than the fiddler's strings and the songs the blackbird sings. For I must leave my fair-haired girl, how I'll miss her so. If I could find the work I'd stay, across the ocean I must go. Farewell, my lovely Ireland, farewell, my land so fair. To the valleys, hills and soft rain, shades of green and gold and grey. Crashing waves on your brave shores, my heart is always yours. With dampening eyes I leave you now, across the ocean I must go. Farewell, farewell, I must stray, we'll meet again, come what may. Farewell, farewell, I must stray, it's time to be on my way. Farewell, my lovely Ireland, farewell, my nation fair. Unchanged by wars and present woes, that hope, that courage shows. Those men, those women, heroes bold, singing songs of days of old. Here's to you and better days, across the ocean I must go. Farewell, farewell, I must stray, we'll meet again, come what may. Farewell, farewell, I must stray, it's time to be on my way. Farewell, my lovely Ireland, farewell, my life so fair. Man's greed has stole my childhood land, life's torn by traitor's hands. We'll meet again like parted streams on our isle of dreams. We'll dance again as we danced before, my story will be told. We'll dance again as we danced before, my story will be told.
Yes, the stories of the Irish definitely will be remembered and told. Something a little bit lighter now. It's by a person who goes by the name of Finvarra, and it's about the Kelpie and the cliffs of Moher.
Before, may I help you comb your long hair, sweep it from the brush, cool. Up a ride with a kelpie, I steal your soul to the deep. If you don't ride with me, you are the devil is free. Or maybe some. I'm playing tonight are ones that probably all of you are not familiar with, but these are ones that still are a lot of fun. They're ones that I kind of enjoy. I actually had some other music I was going to play tonight too, and I decided, nope, I'm going to just pretty much stick with just the Irish and the general Celtic musics tonight. One thing most people don't realize that not only are the Scots bearers of the bagpipes, but the Irish also have pipes, so I might even slip one in here a little later that has the Julian pipes in there. So right now, let's do one here. It's done by the Fire Inside. It's called Dulaman.
My lad is far upon the sea, his absence makes me mourn. The bark that bears him far from me, I hope will safe return. Dulaman na finegwe, dulaman gela, dulaman na fargashe, verel bie each day I'll go, my gaze to him extend. But at my feet the waters flow with unsought charity.
It's probably about time for me to do a little bit more towards paying the bills, so we'll go ahead and listen to a couple of these little announcements, and then after that we'll be back with some more music.
Guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me. Yeah!
We're rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times? Tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me. I'm free. Oh, yeah, I'm free.
Please join us here on Just Measures Radio Network for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m.
Pacific time.
It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
That's what I like to see, bullseyes, every time. And you can do the same thing with Beyer Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Beyer Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Beyer Barrels specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10/22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at BeyerBarrels.com. That's B-E-Y-E-R Barrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476. Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good.
All right, we're back. Yes. Like I said, you know, time for a little bit lighter music here. So this is a piece done by a bunch of people known as Baroque and Hungry, and it's The Road to Lisdunvarna. So it's a little bit more of a sprightly piece, a little bit more
I guess you could say along the lines of either a jig or a reel. Dancing around the kitchen or your living room listening to this, let's go ahead and listen to a little piece by Vintage Wine, just that he just simply call it a drinking song.
Once I fell in love with a woman, thought I'd get a fella rich. It's surprisingly turned out that she's freaking witch. I'm a big man who is stronger, just love to brag and boast. Let's rise cups into the air, it's time for another toast. And ho, ho, let's go drinking, ho, ho, one more ale. Ho, ho, let's go drinking right before it is too late. Ho, ho, let's go drinking, ho, ho, one more ale. Ho, ho, let's go drinking right before it is too late. Walking my way home, I was walking all alone. It was in the middle of the winter and there was some falling snow. It was fading on the road, hidden right behind old tree. Ugly creature that would kill you before you count one, two, three. And ho, ho, let's go drinking, ho, ho, one more ale. Ho, ho, let's go drinking right before it is too late. Ho, ho, let's go drinking, ho, ho, one more ale. Ho, ho, let's go drinking right before it is too late. Into the air, sing ourselves a cheerful song. Martin, today's liquor's good. Martin, today's liquor's strong. It's my turn to tell the tale. I warn you, it's really scary. If you're one of us, to be kind, you might end up in the cemetery. Ho, ho, let's go drinking. Ho, ho, one more ale. Ho, ho, let's go drinking right before it is too late. Ho, ho, let's go drinking. Ho, ho, one more ale. Ho, ho, let's go drinking right before it is too late. Ho, ho, let's go drinking. Ho, ho, one more ale. Ho, ho.
That's right, this one's from New Shilling called Ja Ja Jigs. Some stuff that's a little bit more mellow. I probably am for a little bit here, but then I'll be closing out with one of the ones I like to play. Ones I've threatened that we should probably adopt as the new 3%er album. So, okay. Here we go. Next. The Lock Tay Boat Song. It's done by a guy by the name of Mark Gunn. He was actually part of the Bedlam Bards for quite a number of years. And he's now, known as the Celt Father instead of the Godfather. But he's done a lot of work in promoting Celtic music over the last 12, 15 years at least.
I've done the work of day, and I row my boat away down the waters of Loch Tay, where the evening light is fading, and I look upon Ben Lowers, where the afterglory glows, and I think on two bright eyes and the melting mouth below. She's my beauteous knee and room, she's my joy and sorrow too, and although she is untrue, well, I cannot live without her, for my heart's a boat in tow, and I'd give the world to know if she means to let me go while sing holy, holy. Has more glamour, I declare, than all the tresses wear. From Killeen to Aberfeldy, be they lint white, brown, or gold, be they blacker than the sloe, they are worth much more to me than the melting flake of snow. Oh, her eyes are like the gleam of the sunlight of the stream, and the song Louis folks sing seems like song she sings at milking. But my heart is full of woe, for last night she bade me go, and the tears begin to flow while I sing holy. Sunlight of the stream, and the song Louis folks sing seems like song she sings at milking. But my heart is full of woe, for last night she bade me go, and the tears begin to flow as I sing holy, holy.
Okay, like I said, that's the Lacte Boat Song. And now, I should probably wish you all a very good evening. It's now approaching the top of the hour. So again, thank you very much for joining me here in the Tinker Shop for Saturday, the 13th of March of 2014. God bless, take care, and I hope to see you next week. Same time, same place. JMR, 10 p.m. Central Time. Thank you.
to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, broadsword swing, shining armors piercing a ring. Our horses run with a powder shield.